Good morning, sir. Thank you for your patience. Now, what is your name before we get started?
Daniel Lucero Acosta.
Mr. Costa, okay. Who's going to be Mr. Costa?
Mr. Costa.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Cavanis will conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
Okay.
Sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Daniel Lucero Acosta, 073473.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to
you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 20th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct, sir.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the far side of the bench from me, working towards me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing.
Hey, good morning, teacher.
Thank you. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay, good morning, sir.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Acosta and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. So, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
You are reminded that this hearing will be conducted in two phases, and there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. But I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about September 26, 2018, for the TASC toxicology lab report dated September 27, 2018. Mr. Acosta, is this true or false?
That is correct, sir.
Thank you, sir. So true?
True, sir.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition number four, is demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about October 23, 2018, as directed. Mr. Acosta, is this true or false?
That is correct, sir.
We'll mark that as true. And allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, was demonstrated by use of alcohol on or about October 24th, 2018, for the task lab report dated October 25th, 2018. Mr. Acosta, is this true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Acosta. Based on Mr. Acosta's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Acosta, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you will just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Okay, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Acosta. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Acosta was released from ABC custody on 9/5/2018 and arrested on 10/25/2018 by ABC on a tech warrant. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 10/25/2018 with a CCD of 8/6/2019, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, theft means of transportation, 6 years, 6 months, 1 day. Prior convictions, 1988, commitment A, count 1, burglary, first degree, 7 years. 1988, commitment A, count 2, sexual assault, 5 years. 1996, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2001, unlawful use means of transportation, 2 years, 3 months. 2004, theft means of transportation, 7 years, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3-4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Southside 9th Street. Prior terms of supervision, 1996, provisional release, completed 6 months. 1998, TIS release, absconded for 1 year, 11 months, 18 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. 2003, TIS release, completed 3 months. 2011, TIS release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with possession of contraband, use of phone, radio, forgery, drugs, threatened with harm, disorderly conduct, promoting prison contraband, possession, manufacturing of intoxicants, and tampering with a security device noted. Other arrests, 1981, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 1983, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1984, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 1984, shoplifting, Arizona disposition unknown. 1984, sentence of imprisonment, Arizona disposition unknown. 1986, murder in the third degree, Arizona disposition unknown. 1987, theft means of transportation, Arizona disposition unknown. He has a GB score of G6V7. He is a level 3 sex offender that is registrable, notifiable, and SVP reviewable.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Acosta. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with permission to reside at Redeemed Outreach, 2210 East Taylor Street in Phoenix. On September 17, 2018, you're given permission to change your place of residence to 1516 West McKinley Street in Phoenix. You never reported any other verifiable place of residence while you're being supervised. So I do note that you did not abscond during this period of community supervision. So was that your last address, 1516 West McKinley?
That is correct, sir.
We have employment notes that you provided with referrals. On October 15, 2018, you were approved to work with ROCA and attended a seminar that trained him in asbestos. Additionally, you were approved to work with Yamini Cardenas as a labor worker, mainly in commercial slash new build houses. That's the way it's written. With these, was this all of your employment while you were on community supervision, sir?
Yes, sir.
Programming notes, you were referred to task for drug screening. You provided 3 samples. September 14 was negative. September 26, positive for alcohol. October 24, positive for alcohol. You were also enrolled into CHC for substance abuse due to drinking alcohol while on supervision. So I will ask you simply, did you have an ongoing problem with alcohol abuse?
No, I did not, sir.
What led you to drinking alcohol when you were under community supervision and knowing that this was prohibited?
The first time that I drank, when I started working for a labor company, it was a day-to-day labor company, and I was a new guy there, and I kind of felt like I was a little pressured into drinking, and so I drank a few beers with them, and then the very next day I went for for a task, and I came up dirty. And second time, I got engaged to my girlfriend, and she wanted to drink a couple of beers, and we drank a couple of beers. And the following day, I end up getting called for task. I'm not a drinker, but I think for responsibility for what I, you know, for drinking and not doing what I was supposed to be doing and concentrate on that. And yes, I take full responsibility for that, sir.
Okay, so I'm just taking a quick look at your sanctions notes, which are similar to what you just said about feeling pressured, and then moment of weakness, that you offered marijuana and you walked away from that, which we commend you for. On October 10, 2018, you had a home zone violation where you left your residence at 10:19 p.m. and traveled to a residence on West Melvin Street. You said that you had lost your wallet, and that you went back to your nephew's house to look for it, and you were directed that you needed permission prior to leaving your residence after curfew hours. On October 25th, 2018, you reported to the parole office for consuming alcohol a second time due to failing to comply with your conditions of supervision. You were violated and returned to custody. So, Mr. Costa, you do have a pretty deep past with the criminal justice system. It looks like that you have 5 convictions, also a couple of periods where you absconded. So perhaps it's just best to ask, why do you think we should return to community supervision?
Well, first let me say this, sir. A lot of the things that that he mentioned, I was a teenager and I did do a lot of bad things when I was a teenager. And when I got older, I started getting into stealing cars and stuff like that. And I started getting into using drugs and stuff like that. And that's been part of, you know, the things that I used to do when I was a younger man. I am now older, sir. I am now 47 years old. And that hasn't been something that I got involved in anymore. I understand that I made bad choices in my life, and I regret everything I did. And, you know, I lost my job, I lost my family, I lost my friends. And about 2 years ago, I decided that, you know, I didn't want that lifestyle for myself anymore. And I made a decision, and I gave myself to the Lord, and I started praying every day and asking Him to help me and rescue me from my drug use and from my criminal activities. And, you know, I've been free from drugs for about two years now. I haven't used any type of drugs. Like I said, I am not an alcohol drinker. I'm not an alcoholic, but I did drink. I feel that the only way that I was able to, the short time that I was out, you know, I prayed every day and I asked God to help me, and I didn't use any drugs. I didn't commit any criminal activities. As soon as he told me that I needed to come to the office, I went to the office. And my other day, if I would have took off running, I would have not, you know, showed up or anything. But that wasn't the way that I want to live my life anymore. And, you know, even prior to getting out, I would have been using drugs already and I would have been in criminal activity. But that's not the lifestyle that I want for myself anymore. You know, I'm passionate about life now. I appreciate life more. And I want to live a clean, honest life. And I feel that I have what it takes to be successful. I am creative, I am talented, I am equipped to make my dreams come to a reality. I have dreams, you know, to make money shoes. And I have designs and prototypes in the hands of Brian Hendricks, who is the owner of a food stall company, and he's my sponsor. And I did accomplish more things in the short time that I was out than I can say that I have accomplished from a very, very long time. I was in more than 20 years, 30 years. And the short time that I was out, I was hired by a company for demolition. They paid for me to be certified to handle dangerous chemicals, and they gave me my license, and they gave me my certificate. I worked part-time with Weetoo's company. I saved up money and I bought a truck, $3,000 truck. I saved up more money and I bought myself a trailer to do part-time jobs. I got my own place. I got engaged to my girlfriend. I restored my family relationships. I stayed free from drugs, from criminal activity. I focused on working hard every single day. And I just want to live a respectful, honest life now. I understand that I missed those classes, but the only thing what I can say about that is that I focused so much on my job, and it seems like I was just happy just to have a job and just to work for a living. And I focused too much on my job, and I didn't focus enough on what, you know, what was really important was, you know, to do what the poor officer was asking me to do. And I missed two drug classes. The second one, I was in the hospital. I sent him all the information when I was in the hospital. I sent him the textuses from the hospital, from the doctor's notes, from me being in the hospital. I sent that to my poor officer. And then I missed the third one when I asked my parole officer, the lady from the drug classes from CAC, I asked them if they could move me to Glendale. And I thought I didn't read my information correctly. I'm not a good reader. I'm not a very smart person. But I should have someone read the information to me. And I thought that my classes would continue on a Saturday, but they were changed to a Tuesday, and I had to take my classes in Glendale, so I lost track of that as well.
Okay, Mr. Acosta, I like a lot of what you're saying.
Yes,
sir. It's very encouraging, especially the part where you were working. That you came up with a lot of initiative. You say that you're over and over turn now. I'll ask you, though, a couple questions. How old were you the last time you were convicted?
I was a year in, when I came back to prison?
Yes.
I think, forty-one, I think.
Okay, sir. And I'm impressed with everything you said. What's confusing me is to why you would risk your freedom twice by drinking alcohol when it was expressly prohibited in your conditions. I don't understand that.
I just, like I was saying, that the first time I just felt pressured, and I knew I shouldn't have done it. And
But it's more than pressure. You were,
yes,
pretty much risking your freedom at that very moment. It's beyond peer pressure. That was your freedom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At the time, I didn't realize that, sir. I didn't realize that I was putting my freedom at stake. I didn't comprehend the mistakes that I was doing at the time by drinking until I reflected back on it. I regret that very much, sir. I regret that very much, sir.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Acosta, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before you go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us because you gave us a very detailed statement. Frankly, it sounded like your last statement. But is there anything else that you think is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion? Thank you, sir.
Yes, I would like to ask each and every one of you if you can give me another opportunity. I am older now and I can make better decisions for myself. I will not be drinking anymore. I will do it as the board says, as my parole officer tells me. I just ask that you have mercy on me and just reinstate me again, if you will please consider that.
Thank you, Mr. Acosta. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself. Before we come to our votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona, so if you'll just stay on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Acosta. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I'd like to repeat that I do appreciate the position that Mr. Acosta has taken regarding his accomplishments during his last period of community supervision. In particular, considering his history, he was able to secure work, a certification, establish a relationship, which can be a positive thing to have support in the community. I think what I'm struggling with is with such a long criminal history and experience with community supervision, to include two periods in which he absconded, I'm having a tough time feeling comfortable with returning him to community supervision, because I think it would have been pretty clear what he was responsible for in terms of his conditions of supervision and release. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3106, our discussion with Mr. Acosta, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Acosta was delinquent, following the term and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal waiver company, inasmuch as that he violated his conditions of community supervision by using alcohol on more than one occasion. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second. I'm sorry. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Acosta, you heard the discussion. I certainly take no pleasure in this, but your supervision has been revoked. But you will be released on or about August 6, 2019. I recognize it may sound like a long way away, but in a matter of 8 months, you will be released free and clear. You will no longer be under community supervision. You'll be able to pursue your own interests, and you can move on with your life. And I hope that you have a successful and productive return to the community. So again, we encourage you to take advantage of these months to put together a plan for your safe and productive return. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Acosta, thank you for appearing before the board today.
Thank you, too, sir. You have a good day. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Can you just put the signature by